at the 2012 American Seed Trade Association convention. I'm visiting with Blake Curtis. First of all, Blake, tell me a little bit about yourself for people who don't know you.
Good morning, Chuck. Well, I'm a fourth generation New Mexican, second generation seedsman. Curtis & Curtis Seed Company was founded back in 1956 by my parents, and now owned by my brother and I. We have another generation of Curtises working for us, as my nephew Jared Curtis is working with us now. So we're a family homegrown operation.
Wonderful. Well, you are the new chairman for the American Seed Trade Association. I guess, first of all, obviously this is an organization that's personally very important for you to invest the time and to reach this level of leadership. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm very humbled. Very humbled, Chuck. You know, the American Seed Trade Association represents every facet of the seed industry, from corn and sorghum to vegetables and grasses to zucchini, and so it's a broad-reaching organization, very well represented. And the greatest part about it is it doesn't really matter the size of your company. It's a one-member, one-vote company, and so we all have an equal voice. And with the kind of breadth and depth that the organization has, it's very humbling to be asked to be in this position of leadership. It's a great honor. I'm really looking forward to the service.
Well, let's start here with the fact that we're at the end of this year's convention, held back in D.C., as I understand. It's been a while. You guys went out and stormed the Hill, met with legislators at a very opportune time with a farm bill work being done here this week. Comment on your thoughts about this year's convention.
Well, it's been a great convention, and I commend Mike on his foresight and his leadership in that regard. It was a great time to be in Washington, a great time to share our concerns with our legislative delegations, and it was very well received. Our comments were very well received on the Hill, and I think our membership recognized the need to be politically involved. And you know, our country is a great country, and it's a great form of government, but it's not particularly useful if you don't take time to be involved. And this was a reminder about how important it is to be involved.
Yeah, I think I heard comments of approval that, and even the idea of trying to do that on a more regular basis.
Absolutely. You know, Mark Seem last night, as he was receiving one of his awards, said, "I really love this venue, I really love this location, and I really love the idea of coming to Washington. We should do it at least one out of every 3 years." I think Mark may be on to something.
Yeah. Well, let's now turn and look forward. You're entering your year as chairman here. What are some of the things that you see as top priorities, issues for the organization?
Well, you know, the organization is a moving, breathing, living organism, and though it would be great to have some fantastic new novel ideas, the fact of the matter is, continuation of the things that we've been working on is going to be one of our most important goals. Intellectual Property Rights Bureau giving us an opportunity to continue to educate people on the benefits and the uses of intellectual property is going to be incredibly important. It's also going to give our farmers and ranchers and those people who would use our products an opportunity to recognize how those products benefit them. And it'll give our scientific community an opportunity to use so many traits and to develop traits and to know that they're working in a framework that gives them the protections they need and the opportunities they need to be successful. Our strategic plan was revisited last year, and it's important for us to stay in contact with our membership, not only from a membership perspective and helping our membership recognize the usefulness of our organization, but also so that we can make sure our strategic plan continues to reflect their needs and their desires, and that we stay a useful organization to our membership. So those two things are going to be at the forefront. Additionally, our committee system here, we just finished a meeting with all of our committee chairs, and our committee system is incredibly important to us because it reflects the individual meetings that members continue to exhibit at and participate in. And keeping that structure alive and keeping it viable is going to be an incredibly important part of what we do this year.
Now, one of the things that I've been trying to accomplish here through interviews like the one we're doing is to help people better understand what ASTA is about, what it the organization does, whether that's the customers ultimately of the products of your members, or just throughout the ag industry itself. What would be something you would like folks who aren't that familiar to really think of or when they think of ASTA?
Well, I think ASTA should be seen as a pace setter organization, helping to kind of set the ground rules for not only national but international trade. You know, we have people on staff who help to facilitate the movement of seed worldwide. And without the movement of that seed, we wouldn't have the availability of products, even for the smallest dealers, to sell here in the United States. And so the American Seed Trade Association can be seen as someone who helps to facilitate the movement of seed. But additionally, they can be seen as somebody who is a go-to organization when problems arise, whether it has to do with maybe dispute resolution, or if it has to do with problems in the state, or when it has to do with legislative issues. The ASTA is the go-to organization. They're seen as the world's leading organization in the knowledge of how to, when it comes to the motion of seed, when it comes to legislation, when it comes to legal documents, when it comes to violations and disputes. And so ASTA is a great framework for the motion of seed worldwide.
Yeah, a great way to put it, and I want to thank you for taking a few moments here to visit with me and congratulate you on your chairmanship as you go into this year. I've learned a lot here, hopefully helped some others to learn along the way. So here from the 2012 American Seed Trade Association Convention, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.